Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside, enjoy traditional foods, connect with your community, and keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A regional chief with Canada's Assembly of First Nations is thanking the government for money set aside for First Nations child welfare. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, she says there's still a long way to go.
In its recent economic and fiscal update, the Canadian government said it was setting aside $40 billion over 5 years for First Nations child welfare. That money is being set aside even as Ottawa continues talks on settling compensation claims. The money is supposed to cover the costs of settling a Canadian Human Rights Tribunal order, as well as two class action lawsuits and reforms of the Indigenous child welfare system. Regional Chief Cindy Woodhouse is the lead negotiator for the Assembly of First Nations settlement process. She welcomes the financial decision, but also says there's a long way to go.
Let the First Nations decide on how they want to move forward, you know, and people need to quit meddling in on child welfare reform and taking children from our communities without our input. And I think that, First Nations need to be in the driver's seat and let us be in the driver's seat. We know our communities, we know our people, we know our families.
The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal ruled in 2016 that the federal government discriminated against First Nations children by underfunding the child welfare system on reserves. And Ottawa was ordered to pay $40,000 to each First Nations child that didn't have to be placed in foster care. Negotiations have been underway since November and are scheduled to close by the end of the year. Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Mark Miller called the negotiations fragile and said the goal is to make sure we are not repeating the model that has ripped children from their families into care. The money would be split between compensation for children and families who were once in the system and long-term changes to the system. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
U.S. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the VA is doubling its efforts and funding to help Alaska Native veterans get the benefits they deserve. He spoke during last week's virtual Alaska Federation of Natives convention, as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
More Alaska Natives and American Indians have served in the military than any other ethnic group, proportionate to their population, and they've served with distinction. But VA Secretary Dennis McDonough says the nation hasn't always shown them the gratitude they're due.
Our nation made a promise to Alaska Native vets when they signed up to serve our country, a promise that if they served us, we would serve them. That if they fought for us, we'd fight for them. But for too long, our nation broke that promise.
McDonough says the military's 141,000 Indigenous service members include some 24,000 Alaska Natives. And he says when they leave the service, they, like all vets, should get help navigating the bureaucracy to get the benefits the VA offers.
Those Alaska Native veterans fought for freedoms and rights overseas that they did not fully enjoy at home. That's a tragedy. And while we cannot undo that dark history, we can make sure it doesn't repeat itself.
To that end, McDonough outlined new and ongoing efforts the VA's making to help Alaska Native vets get the help they deserve, even if they live outside the urban areas where the agency has offices and personnel. Those efforts include standing up a VA Tribal Advisory Committee and appointing Chief William Smith of the Valdez Native Tribe as a member. For those vets who've come home and gone back to the village, McDonough says the VA set up a new Veterans Health Services office to help coordinate delivery of health care to rural areas. He says the VA also offers transportation grants to help vets travel from the outlying areas to medical facilities where they can get the health care they need. I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks, Alaska.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association, dedicated to the well-being of Native children and families. News and information on NICWA, as well as how you can show your support at nicwa.org.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.